We are Paul,
Shayla,
and Jacob.
We are interviewing Miss Torty and Miss Thomas here at Propel East on their opinion about the dress code.
Do you like the change from any type of shoe to brown and black shoes? Why?
I think that the brown and black shoes make you guys look more dress code, and I think that before some of the shoes were quite crazy and had lots and lots of bright colors, and although those are awesome for when you guys are at home, for dress code, you know, the brown and black look a lot more uniform, a lot more appropriate.
Do you think that your opinion can help the students understand why we have it?
Absolutely. You guys know I'm always willing to talk to you about why the dress code's the way that it is, and that, you know, there are lots and lots of schools that have issues with dress code, and we don't usually have those issues because we have a pretty solid dress code. And I've taught in a lot of schools where, you know, kids dress quite wild and it's really, really distracting, and we're here to learn. So I think if we just keep focused on being here to learn and not worry about our dress code, that's the main priority.
What don't you like about the dress code and why?
What don't I like about the dress code? I actually really like the dress code. But if I had to choose something that I didn't like, I would say, like, that students aren't permitted to do certain embellishments. Like, I think a scarf is appropriate, and as long as it's used appropriately, is a nice accent to give students some individuality. I think socks are a little bit of a, you know, overkill as far as students not being permitted to wear a different kind of sock. Like, once again, I feel like that enables students to have a little bit of individuality without really going overboard. So just those little things.
Do you feel that the dress code helps with bullying?
Yes, I do. I think it does. I don't think we realize how much it does because we've always had a dress code, so it's hard to identify or have statistics that prove that. But I think that if we move towards students wearing whatever they wanted, that we would see more instances of students being bullied for that reason.
Why did we start seriously enforcing the dress code this year?
I think that the best thing that you can be for your students is consistent, and when you set rules, regardless of if it's dress code, if it's hallway behavior, if it's cafeteria, if you are consistent with them, then the whole day and the environment of the building has a greater culture. I think that anything that you can do more consistently as a building and as administration and as teachers is going to benefit the building. So really identifying what the expectation is for dress code and sticking to it makes for a better building.
We can conclude that the dress code is good because it helps with bullying, and the teachers' opinions help the students understand why.